The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hello, Kathy Kaler. Can I just take a minute to give it up for the fabulous Senator Betsy, who is behind the scenes, who is just sunlight every time I have to cross over. Just have to say that.
She really is. She keeps us all sane. Right, Brooks?
She smiles, she giggles, she punches the right buttons and things happen.
And she's completely not listening to us because she's on another phone call.
Right.
What can we say? She's busy. She's a busy lady. Israel's President Herzog is in Turkey for a historic visit. Yesterday there were some significant updates. So have there been any progress or has there been any progress regarding the exchange of ambassadors?
There has been some very, very positive progress. You know, yesterday while we were on air, said that apparently their meeting is running over time, which is a positive sign. And a few minutes after they concluded, which Dafka is when we come off air, thank you guys for doing that, they addressed the media and said that, you know, this is a turning point in relations between the two countries, and that even though there will be times that there will be disagreements, the importance of keeping those channels of dialogue and discussion open will be maintained. No sooner had they mentioned that than we had a notification from the Turkish foreign minister that he would be coming to Israel in April to discuss the exchanging of ambassadors. Now, Turkey and Israel have withdrawn their ambassadors mutually over various spats, and this is a massively positive step forward. And before he departed back for Israel, the president addressed one of the biggest synagogues in Istanbul. He addressed the Jewish congregation, Jewish leadership. He said, we have a shared destiny. And it's actually at a time when there has been several years of a lot of tension between Turkey and Israel, and the Jewish community there feeling increasingly under threat. Just the symbol of the Israeli president with photographs inside this exquisite synagogue in Istanbul just speaks volumes.
Rolene, is Israel's international image changing with the new coalition?
Well, I think it is. You know, we had some disgruntled people from Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad very angry that Turkey has met with President Herzog. But I think that Israel's image is changing. As Brooks said yesterday, our previous Prime Minister, and I know some of our listeners don't like to hear this, although he did many great things for Israel, especially the economy, unfortunately, he did have the propensity to be quite polarizing, especially within the international arena. And we have seen a lot of countries that maybe had lukewarm relations towards Israel really expressing an interest not just to have our Prime Minister, Foreign Minister visit their countries, but also expressing an interest how we managed to pull off this very shaky, cobbled together with a sticky tape and chewing gum coalition government, which is representative of everyone from the left to the right and in between, but we're there. So I do think that Israel's image, and especially now as we play a role in trying to mediate between Russia and Ukraine, our image in the world is certainly taking a turn for the better.
Rolene, President Zelensky from Ukraine has done a fair amount of conversations now with the world, remotely to the British Parliament and other places. I gather that there's some plan afoot for him to address the Knesset in Israel. Is this actually in the cards, or is this still just in the talking stage?
This is in the cards. In fact, just before we came on air, there has been confirmation between our Knesset speaker, Mickey Levy, and the ambassador from Ukraine to Israel, Yevgeny Kornichuk, that there will be a session for President Zelensky to address the Knesset. Just a few days ago, he addressed the British House of Commons to standing ovation. He has addressed the U.S. House of Congress. And unfortunately, even though the Knesset is on a break, it is not sitting at the moment, the speaker said it would be an absolute honor to host President Zelensky and that we will be organizing it via Zoom. Now, also, very interestingly, and again, just before I came on air, we had a press release from Yad Vashem. This is the Holocaust Memorial and Museum in Jerusalem, who also sent a release that they had been approached by President Zelensky to address Yad Vashem. I presume this is board of directors, educators, etc. And that the chair of Yad Vashem, Danny Dayan, he will be discussing it with Ambassador Konychuk to see how they go about doing this. Very, very important, especially when you've got the rationale coming from Putin that he wants to denazify Ukraine. Also, while we're speaking about Yad Vashem and we're speaking about Russia, Roman Abramovich, the oligarch, the billionaire, had pledged $8 million to Yad Vashem for Holocaust education. And earlier today, Yad Vashem announced they're breaking off that contract and contact with Abramovich following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So all of this very, very symbolic, and it's going to be very interesting to see President Zelensky address our lawmakers.
Well, Roman Abramovich has he's had some troubles legally in Britain in the last couple of days as well. His money may not be quite as liquid as it was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, absolutely. I see now he's prevented from selling Chelsea, which was something he wanted to get done as soon as possible. Complicated times, guys. Complicated times.
Yeah. We have one. I guess we have time for one more question to talk about. You've got a note here about Iron Dome, and that, for people who don't know what that is, that's a missile defense system which comes from the U.S., but which was developed in part with Israeli military technology experts. Your note says to me that the American House of Representatives has approved the funding for it, but that doesn't mean that it has passed Congress or signed by the president yet, but it's a way station in that direction. Am I right?
Well, this particular funding has gone through. The full defense package still awaits further sign-off. But it was announced earlier this morning that the approval for the $1 billion funding, this would replenish those very important interceptor rockets that the Iron Dome fires off when there are incoming rockets and projectiles coming from the Gaza Strip, has been approved. And the vote has been delayed, and I know many people have been sitting on the edge of their seats, our listeners, wanting to know if this has been approved. And for those who don't know how Iron Dome works, because I often get questions from people, rockets were fired, but how come Iron Dome didn't intercept every single one of them? So Iron Dome works like this. The algorithm and the radar on board this very small, compact, mobile invention will track, it will plot where it believes the incoming rocket or projectile is likely to land. If it thinks that it's going to come towards civilian infrastructure, it will then send off the warning sirens, alerting people to run for cover, and then fire off its interceptors. If it doesn't plot that any incoming rocket or projectile is headed for civilians, it will just allow that to fall where it's going to fall, either in empty fields or in the sea, etc., etc. So that clears up the mystery question of why Iron Dome doesn't intercept every single incoming rocket.
Rolene, we're going to promote you to a missile expert after this.
NATO will be in touch.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. We're going to go to news headlines.
Yeah, thank you, Rolene Marks, our Israel correspondent, and Shabbat Shalom.